I ride a bike, I roller skate, don't drive no car. Don't go too fast, but I go pretty far. For someone who don't drive, I've been all around the world. Some people say I've done all right for a girl. Well,
that's the voice of Donna Lynn Johnson, lead singer and founding member of a Yellow Springs-based band called Paul's Apartment. The story of how Donna Lynn refined her voice as a young woman is a strange one. She was a talc miner before going to college, and she would practice singing down below while mining talc.
I used to sing down there in the drifts all the time. It was great because it had great acoustics. So, and the other miners didn't seem to mind it too much. So that's like when I was about 19 and 20.
So you would sing underground, and the kind of chasm atmosphere would do what for you? What did it sort of confirm for you?
Well, I could hear it back right away was one thing. when you know what to sound like, you can try to fix it if it sounds not very good.
How did Paul's Apartment come together? How did it happen?
Well, I moved into town about 3 years ago.
Into town is Yellow Springs.
Yeah, into town is Yellow Springs. So I'm originally from California. That's where I was born and raised and lived most of my life till I came out here from a real paying job. And they've had a Thursday kind of jam music night where a bunch of musicians, you know, and it varies from week to week, get together and play. And I eventually heard about that because I was playing around different places, you know, by myself. And then when I was asked to play, I thought, God, it would be really neat to have some of these guys I play with on Thursday night come and join me. So I asked a few of them to come and join me. And most of these people I met at Paul's Apartment. Paul's a very good friend of ours. And actually, Paul's not in the band, but...
And that's the name, obviously, Paul's Apartment.
Right. And that's where I met all these guys. So there's still a Thursday night, a jam night, which goes on most of the time every Thursday sometimes. And it tends to move around from house to house. The cops try to follow us. But because sometimes we get kind of loud, but most of the people like it, I think.
We're going to get kind of loud here in a second. We're going to hear Harvest Moon. Tell me why you chose this one.
I've always liked Neil Young a lot, and I think Harvest Moon is a real pretty song, and a couple of my friends said, do that song for us, so I did. Children sleeping, we can dream this night away. We know the music's playing, let's go out and feel the night. I want to celebrate, see the fire in your eyes. Because I'm still in love with you, I want to see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon.
watched you from afar. When we were lovers, I loved you with all my heart. But it's getting late, and the moon is riding high. I wanna celebrate, see the magic of life. Because I'm still in love with you, see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon. Because I'm still in love with you, I wanna see you dance again. Because I'm still in love with you on this harvest moon.
That's Harvest Moon from Paul's Apartment, and Donna Lynn Johnson, the lead singer and founding member, is with us in studio this morning. We heard a mandolin in there. And we should give credit where it's due.
Oh yeah, this is Oliver. This is the newest addition to Paul's Apartment. Actually, he'll be on the next CD. He's not on the last one, unfortunately, but he's been playing with us for about how long, Oliver?
6 months, maybe.
There you go. 6 months, 6-7 months, something like that. So, and he's a great addition, and we love him dearly.
You needed a mandolin player.
Well, we like the kind of bluegrassy flair. We like rock and roll and all different types of music, you know, to kind of good old rock and roll. But we also like to put, you know, kind of jazz it up with a little bluegrassy sound. And we have a banjo player, and that kind of gives us a high end. And actually, our banjo player went on a little vacation for a month or two, and he wasn't sure if he was coming back or not. And then so we kind of went, oh, we want to find somebody else. And so, and Oliver also played it Thursday night. And we thought the first person that came to my mind was Oliver, actually, for that to fill that in. Now, Brian has come back, so now we got both of them.
Tell me how sort of the Appalachian surroundings has influenced the band at all. Has that played any role? Because you said you liked the bluegrassy sound, and there's a lot of that around here. There's a lot of that sound surrounding you.
Well, this part of the United States tends to have a lot of that stuff, and it's just damn good music, so that's why we want to play it that way. What do you think, Oliver?
About the Appalachian thing?
Yes.
I think we're pretty close to the Appalachian, so
there you go.
We have the right to play bluegrass music.
So the next CD is coming out, and tell us what kind of effort went into this and when we might see the fruits of your labor.
Okay, well, we're going to go back into the studio the end of December, and we do it here locally at Soundspace. They've got a really good setup over there, and I'm going for a street date of mid-April. So, and this CD is going to be nothing but originals. Like I said, the last one had 5 cover tunes and 3 originals, and this one's going to be all originals, which is one of the songs I think I might play for you.
And this is called
So Damn Much.
Pushed away. We both decided it'd be best another day.
Yeah.
I brought you close enough to touch my within, but you stopped and we started to grin. But I guess I'll just wait for your touch, because I like it so damn much. Yeah, went for a ride in the mid-July heat. You kissed my finger, you said it tasted sweet. You touched my shoulder, I began to sigh. You kissed my mouth and I thought I'd die. But I guess I'll just wait for your touch, because I like it so damn much, yeah, yeah. Let you in, just show a sign and we'll let it begin. Our beans will melt into the heat of one. We'll light the fires for the blazing sun. But I guess I'll just wait for your touch, because I like it so damn much. Yeah, yeah. Get in my way, but I lay beside you each and every day. I'll stretch the fibers underneath every inch of your skin. I'll send you diving and reeling in. But I guess I'll just wait for your touch, because I like it so goddamn much.
That's So Damn Much from Paul's Apartment, and two of the band members are in studio this morning. We're speaking with Oliver Simons, who is behind the mandolin, and we're also speaking with lead singer Donna Lynn Johnson. I guess the last question is, where can we hear this stuff live, other than WYSO?
Okay. Actually, we've got a really great show coming up at Canal Street on November the 20th. And we've got a band that's going to come. We played at the Grassroots Music Festival last summer, and a band by the name of Grateful Groove that we met out there. We're trading gigs with them, so to speak. So they're going to open for us, and the doors open at 8, and the show starts at 9. And so that'll be November 20th at Canal Street, and we're really looking forward to that. That's a Wednesday. Wednesday nights, they typically have that our style of music there. So it ought to be a lot of fun and a great show, so bring everybody.
Our thanks this morning, then, to Donna Lynn Johnson and to Oliver Simons, two of the folks who make up Paul's Apartment, a band based in Yellow Springs. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
The first CD from Paul's Apartment, which is a self-titled album, is available at Dingleberry's in Dayton and Yellow Springs, and at Dino's and Earth Rose, both in Yellow Springs. That's WYSO Weekend. Thanks for joining us. The Writer's Almanac is coming up next. And then American Roots.